Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress Radio.
So listen, my next guest, you know what? Since 2012, he has been smashing it on the scene with each and every track that this brother has been dropping. All right, you know what? His vocal skills, his versatility, you know what? He's proven that with each of his releases. And he's got a new one, all right, for 2022. It's called What You Saying, all right? So let's bring him on and, you know, and I've got to ask him, what you saying? So give it up and show some love for Blitz Eye.
Yo. I'm actually, what you saying, man? What you saying?
What you saying, man? What you saying?
No, you tell me what you saying, and I tell you what I'm saying.
Listen, the only thing I'm going to say is, man, I'm happy to have you back on the show, Blitzman. It's been a little while, all right? But you know what? Never forgotten. Always love for you. My doors are always open for you. You know that.
I've always felt it, and I know it. And that's why we come to you, actually, man. You're something else, bro. You're a gem of the scene. I think I told you previously as well.
Yeah,
you're a gem of the scene, man.
Thank you, man. You know what? Just trying my bit. You know what I mean? Just trying to support. And as I've done with you, man, my brother, you know, from, you know what? And that's crazy. You know, me just saying that, right? You know, because, you know, Omedi Nina was back in, what, 2012? Right, and
2012, yeah.
Yeah, bro, that's how far we go back.
Bro, I know. You know what? And it still feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the time's gone so quick, and
yeah,
you don't even realize. And we're in 2012, and it feels like I just got to know you. I spoke to you a few months ago.
I know.
What I mean? So it's like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. But listen, bro, 10 years in the game now, all right? You know, some amazing releases under your belt, my brother. You know, it's been a big old journey since, you know, your first track, Omedi Nina, you know, your debut. Man, you know, I know we ain't, you know, got like major time, but you know, break these last 10 years down for me, man. You know, how do you feel your journey has been on the scene, brother?
You know, it's been a work in progress, actually. It's always been like living and learning. You know, I was very young when I did Omedi Nina, and I didn't know how to treat the industry. I didn't know how to which way to go.
Yeah.
But it's been a long journey, but I've learned a lot, man. It's been a blessing in disguise. It's been my life.
Yeah.
To be honest, man. So it's not only a music journey. It's been my whole life. This whole thing. So it's been amazing, man. It's been amazing. You have your ups.
Yeah.
You have your downs.
Yeah.
You have your highs, your lows. But you're always learning, man. You're always getting better, and you're always improving. And as a musician, I've always wanted to be the best that I can be. So that's what it's been, man. It's just trying everything. I've had releases which I think have been great, and I've had releases which I feel that were not so great. But
yeah,
you know, it's just life's way of teaching you, you
of
know,
course.
how to maneuver. But it's been an amazing experience, man. It is my life. That's so. There's nothing more I can say about it. It's just my life journey, man. The whole 10 years has been my life journey.
Of course, man. And, you know, and we've loved everything that you've, you know, that you've put out over the last 10 years. You know, you've been consistent. And, you know, the other thing that, you know, that we love, I love, the fans love, is your versatility. You know, you are not an artist who is just a one-trick pony, you know, who just does one style, one genre. Bro, you know, with the tracks that you've dropped, you know, you've showed you can do the more kind of heavy rap, you know, the more kind of heavy rap kind of stuff. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you flip it with like some kind of ballad style kind of, you know, kind of senti track as well, you know. So, you know, and we love that, bro, and we love that, you know, we love that about you. And that's why, you know, I guess one of the reasons why you're still in the game, bro, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, you switch it up and, like, you know, nobody knows what to expect from you, and that's it, man, you know, and that's a great thing.
Yeah, man, I just love trying. I love trying everything out. So, you know, because I'm a producer, and sometimes getting hold of other artists is long-winded, yeah. And it's like, you know, I need it to sound like this, and then I'll just try it, yeah. And I'll think, you know what, it sounds okay. All right, I'm keeping it. I'm gonna keep it like that.
Yeah.
So it's just you just try it, and then if I feel that it's not right and it's not for me, then I'll bring in other artists.
Yeah.
To jump on it, but it's just I love to try things, man. I love to try things. I just, you know, to try singing, try rapping. If in the next few months, you're gonna see a lot more, man. I've got a lot more just stacked up, and it's all ready to pop out. Basically, this was going to be part of my EP.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to drop it as singles now. So I've completed it. So you'll see a lot more of that, man. It's exciting times.
Of course, man, and it is exciting, and this new track is exciting. So let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. What are you saying, man? That's the new track. It dropped. Yeah, man. It dropped in the last couple of days. All right, on the 14th of July, officially, it dropped. Bro, man, I can't get enough of this track, man. It is just, you know, it's got a vibe, man. It's on a level, you know. Again, you know, you've gone back to that scenty vibe, man. You know, tugging at the heartstrings, man. You know, bro, man, I want to know, man, who broke your heart, man?
You know, I tell people, they all ask me the same question. I'm like, sometimes I write from my experiences, and sometimes I write from, you know, other people's or stories that other people tell me.
Yeah.
But the mystery that I like is that I don't like telling people exactly where it's from.
Ah,
it could be me, yeah. Or it could be somebody else's story. that's up to you to decide, man.
It could even be me.
It could even be you, exactly. I see a lot of stories online, and see, you know. Yeah,
so. Oh, man.
Sorry, actually, I wasn't meant to tell anybody, but, you know, it's all come out in the open.
That's between you and me, bro. But, yeah, but break this track down for us, Blitz, man. You know, why this track, why this style, you know, why now, man? You know, bro, you know, how did this tune come together?
You know, I've recently really been in love with the piano ballads, and, you know, playing the piano strings, and, you know, just getting that feel of the music. And I just let feelings flow rather than trying to write about certain things. I just left. A lot of it's freestyle, believe me or not. You know, I've practiced the craft so much that I've kind of freestyled the story. So the what you're saying bit just came out.
Yeah.
It just came out naturally.
Mm.
And it's a word that we use all the time.
Yeah, true.
You know, it's like even when I pull up to whoever, I pull up, especially Asians, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
What you're saying or in it, we use it all the time, man.
Yeah.
So it just fitted nicely, and then the story behind it is just, it had a scenty vibe to it, so I had to break it down like that. But yeah, man, it just flew. I didn't force anything upon it. The whole track just flowed, and it just came out within days, like a couple of days, the track was done.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know what more to tell you about it.
Let me ask you, bro, right? Listen, you know, I mean, this ain't the first Senti track that you've done, all right? But,
yeah.
But let's talk, you know, let's just focus on this one just for a moment. I mean, you've been in the game a little while, and you know, you as an artist, as a singer, right? You know, right, that you've got to, when you've got to record a track like this, right, you've got to be in a certain state of mind, all right? You know, you can't just, I mean, I don't know how it works for you, but, you know, you can't just rock up into the booth, right, you know, having had a fun night out with the lads, right, you know, all happy, you know, all happy and cheery, you know. When you've got to do a track like this, you know, you've got to get into a certain headspace. Do you know what I mean? Because you know you know what I mean. Those lyrics, those words, you know, it needs to come from a place within, man. You know, how do you get yourself in the zone? You know, for a track like this.
You know, I sit with a lot of people and I love listening to their stories. Honestly, like my friends, you know, people I know, colleagues, people have this thing with me where they like to tell me things.
Yeah.
And I love it. I don't know whether I've got the face or something like that. When I'm sitting with them in the room, it's just they'll pour themselves out at me. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, when someone's telling you a story or you kind of feel the story from their angle.
Huh.
You know, you kind of fit yourself in their role,
yeah.
And then you have to be understanding about, you know, what they've been through and how they've been through it. And I'm good at understanding that.
Yeah.
So when I get into the studio, I can go back to that place.
Yeah.
Quite easily.
Yeah.
To give that kind of vibe. So it comes with life's experiences and just life's journeys and, you know. I'm not saying it's my experience or it's somebody else's experience. It's just that's something I'm good at. But I can really get into that vibe, man.
Yeah.
I'll be totally honest with you. The last few months I've been very lonely. You know, while I've been working on this EP, they've been extremely lonely.
Yeah.
So my mind's been in places where it doesn't normally go.
Yeah.
But I kind of put myself in that position. It's not something that was. I don't think it was a bad thing.
Yeah.
I just put myself in that position because I just really wanted to focus on what was coming out, and I wanted to feel it rather than just, you know, talk about it. So it's like I put myself in that position.
Of course, man.
And I put myself in that position how someone would feel like that. And I've had experiences like that. You know, I've been in love. You know what I mean, bro? Yeah. It's like,
of course, we've all been there, man. Listen. We've all broken hearts, and we've had our hearts broken as well. Let's be clear about that. You know what I mean?
Exactly, man. So, yeah. So we've all been there. It's like I said, it's part of life experience. You know what I mean? So you can, it's quite easily to go back to that experience and just bring it back out.
Of course.
So yeah, man. That's where it's kind of like a bit deep. I'm getting a bit deep.
You know what I mean? It's all good, man. It's all good. Listen, man. You know, if my show, this interview, you know, is a bit of therapy for you, my brother, and you're gonna feel better for it, man. Hey, you go for it, man. You pour your heart out.
Yeah, man.
But
you gotta let it out in some way.
You've got to. And you know,
where
and,
go,
yeah, go on.
Yeah, well. What I was just going to say, whatever goes in has to come out.
100%.
You can't bottle anything up, man.
And music is a beautiful thing. You know, music is a beautiful thing because you can, you know, like therapy, man. You can, through the power of music, man, just let everything out. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. Music, poetry, art, you know, any type of art.
Yeah.
You can express it. And you know, it's just, I'm a very creative person inside, and that. It's finding a way to express anything that you do, man. It's just be real with yourself and just let it flow. That's what life's about, man.
100%. And listen, you got to just clear something up for me because, you know, I hear that, you know, this is the first of a six-parter. Is that right? There's going to be six videos?
Yeah.
Yeah? I know you
six
did it.
Videos, man.
I know you did it before, right? You did three. You know when you did Jute, Marda, and Bad. You know you had it was a story. You know, which I absolutely love that concept, man. That was wicked. Is this gonna be something similar, or all six songs and the videos all gonna be linked?
They're all individual this time.
Okay.
It was a lot of hard work, you know, keeping the theme.
Yeah.
All one. But I don't know, you know, we're still shooting the videos, we're still coming out with the concept, so
yeah.
I've got the next video is being shot on Friday, this Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
That's a totally different vibe, you know, it's more of a party banger.
Yeah.
So we don't know yet. We've not nailed every single video down yet, so you never know, man. You know, that's a good idea, man. Yeah, you've just given me an idea on air, bro. I might just do that for the next four videos, man.
There we go.
You know, yeah, man.
Bro, listen, you know, the track is out. It's getting a lot of love. And, you know, we can't wait for everything that you've got coming. Bro, listen, whether I speak to you or not, you know, I'm silent in the background. You know, like, you're watching me, I'm watching you, bro. You know, I'm watching your moves as well. And I'm love and support for you always, bro, man. And you know that, man. And I say that with wholeheartedly.
Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it. The video just dropped a couple of hours ago, so, you know, to everybody listening, go check it out. Drop me a comment. Let me know what you think. And actually, always a pleasure, man. Thank you very much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it, man.
No problem at all. Bro, and it's only right, before we wrap things up, man, listen, we're about to play the track on the show for the first time. It's only right that you intro it up, man.
Yo, so this is it. Your boy, Blitzeye. The new one. What you saying? In tune with DJ Action.
Let's get into this. This is Real Toys. Surface Radio.